next on the 5 o'clock report.
This is not a leader.
We need to have an all hands on deck approach.
That should be a mandate to move to the middle.
We are mobs, not domestic terrorists.
I think we've got a long way to go.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Inflation by the numbers. Good afternoon. New numbers from the Labor Department today confirm what many of you already know. The price you pay for the stuff you buy is costing more.
Milk, meat, I definitely feel it in my wallet, in my budget.
It's like the price of a pair of shoes to fill your car, essentially.
From gas to groceries, inflation across this nation now at a 40-year high. Ed Lawrence with the Fox Business Network.
Gas prices are up 49.6% year over year. When you look at food, we don't have to tell you at the grocery store, cereal, baking products up 4.8%. That is more than the increases in wages.
The new inflation numbers colliding with supply chain issues and labor shortage problems. Pictures of empty store shelves across the country now going viral.
Honestly, it looks like March of 2020 when everybody was stockpiling and the shelves were bare.
The new inflation numbers today will give ammunition to the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates beginning in March. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell slamming President Biden's speech in Georgia yesterday on voting rights.
The sitting president of the United States compared American states to totalitarian states. He said our country will be an autocracy if he does not get his way.
The Kentucky Republican called it an incoherent rant beneath the dignity of the Oval Office.
Talked about domestic enemies, rhetoric unbecoming of a president of the United States.
President Biden on the record supporting a change to Senate rules to ram through voting reforms. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso.
We have a 50-50 Senate. That should be a mandate to move to the middle for people to work together. Instead, the Democrats want to rig the rules of the Senate so they can force through a very radical, extreme, dangerous, and scary agenda.
President Biden says ending the filibuster and employing the so-called nuclear option is worth it to get the voting reforms past the finish line. The nation's education secretary, Miguel Cardona, under pressure to resign after an email shows he solicited a controversial letter that referred to parents as domestic terrorists. Azra Nomani is with Parents Defending Education in Fairfax, Virginia.
The Biden administration has not got the memo that we are mobs, not domestic terrorists. You know, there was a time when moms were as sacred as apple pie. But somehow, the Biden administration has decided that they want to put a target on our backs.
In a letter last year, the National School Boards Association suggested using the Patriot Act against agitated parents at school board meetings. And thanks to the Freedom of Information Act, it has now been revealed that Education Secretary Miguel Cardona was directly involved in the crafting of that letter. Lab leak, cover up. The Republican leader on the House Oversight Committee has released excerpts of emails he says proves the pandemic point man, Anthony Fauci, knew that COVID had been intentionally leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. Congressman Jim Jordan points to a February 2020 conference call that included Dr. Fauci discussing the origins of COVID-19. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says President Biden does not have the leadership skills to lead the country out of this pandemic.
What we see is somebody who looks lost. Joe Biden every day looks like he's looking around saying, how did I get here? And what do I do now? I mean, this is not a leader. He is now just a tool of the far progressive woke left, and he doesn't know how to lead. It is sad to watch.
Christie says chaotic and conflicting COVID protocols and crushing mandates are the hallmarks of the Biden White House 2 years into the pandemic. Texas Senator Ted Cruz lost his cool with a reporter yesterday while appearing maskless at a press event at the U.S. Capitol.
Just once, I'd like to see a reporter say to Joe Biden, when he stands at the podium in the White House without a mask, Mr. President, why aren't you wearing a mask? Just once, I'd like to see you say to Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, when she stands at the podium with no mask, Ms. Psaki, why don't you have a mask? The questions are only directed at one side, and I gotta say, the American people see the hypocrisy.
Cruz speaking about Democratic efforts to nuke the filibuster when when a reporter asked him about not wearing a mask. The remains of former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid lying in state today at the U.S. Capitol. The Nevada Democrat died in December after a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Reid's successor in the Senate, New York Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Harry was tough as nails, a fighter to his core, but one of the most compassionate individuals you could ever imagine.
Harry Reid was 82. A skyscraper-sized asteroid will make its closest pass by Earth next week. It'll pass within 1.2 million miles of us at more than 43,000 miles per hour. This is the closest the asteroid, which is about twice the height of the Empire State Building, will come to Earth in more than 200 years. It'll be close enough to observe with a small telescope. And still to come on the 5 o'clock report, fatal fire in Sherman, back to Zoom school in Danville, and the snowman-making contest in Oswego.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. Through the night tonight into tomorrow, a fair amount of cloud cover, not much precipitation, some spots of light snow and sprinkles. Low tonight, 20s and low 30s. The high tomorrow, 30s and low 40s. Friday, though, turns much colder. Variable cloudiness. Watch for some lake snow and flurries, especially south of Lake Ontario. Temperatures on Friday falling into the teens on their way, in some cases below zero for some, late Friday night.
All right, Kevin, tough news out of Western New York today. One-year-old boy killed after fire tore through his home in Sherman, New York. That's in Chautauqua County. A woman and four children were able to escape the flames. They broke out just past 1 o'clock this morning. Two of the children recovering from burns at a hospital in Erie, Pennsylvania. An Elmira, New York photographer who refused to take pictures for a same-sex wedding has filed an appeal after a judge dismissed her lawsuit against the state.
We've got to learn to disagree with each other. And the solution to that is not having the government coerce people to speak messages that violate their core convictions.
That's Jonathan Scruggs at Alliance Defending Freedom, who is representing Emily Carpenter in court.
She's in this for the long haul. She's not just fighting for her own rights, but the rights of all Americans and all citizens. So we look forward to appealing the decision to the Second Circuit and winning a favorable decision there.
He says New York's anti-discrimination laws violated Carpenter's right to refuse to photograph that same-sex wedding. Undocumented workers in New York are demanding the state provide them unemployment benefits.
That's right. Advocates want state lawmakers to replenish the $3 billion excluded worker fund that provides a safety net for undocumented workers, cash earners, and low-wage self-employed workers. These are all groups traditionally excluded from unemployment insurance. But opponents say it does set a dangerous precedent to create separate unemployment criteria. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
It is back to Zoom school in Danville, PA. That's because more than 5% of the student body has COVID. John Montiva has two kids in that district.
And I work from home, so it's probably easier for me than most people, but it's a struggle nonetheless, especially when your child's in kindergarten.
For some, it's hard because they need a structure instead of just like mommy and daddy at home is not a teacher.
Kathy Durr doesn't have kids in school yet, but can sympathize with parents who do. Students in Danville may be able to resume in-person classes starting next Tuesday. Governor Kathy Hochul's taking steps to address New York's bus and truck driver shortage.
The governor announced a plan that expands the availability of road tests for commercial driver's license applicants. The initiative would allow qualified third parties to offer the road tests, which would create more testing locations while expanding capacity at existing state-run sites. This would reduce the time it takes to get qualified CDL drivers on the road. The State Department of Motor Vehicles will hold a public hearing on January 26th to hear and review comments on the governor's plan. Liz Warner, New York.
A Senate bill in New York aims to block new charter schools. A downstate Democrat wants to strip the SUNY system of its authority to green light those schools.
It's too bad we're even having this conversation at a time when it's clear we need to have an all-hands-on-deck approach to making sure our kids and families are getting what they need emerging from the global pandemic.
Charter school advocate Kariga Rausch has no clue why critics would want to get rid of options in education in the era era of COVID.
Now is absolutely the time when we need more, not fewer, educational opportunities for student success. It's so important right now.
Right now, there's a statewide cap of 460 charter schools in New York. A pro-life leader in Western New York is concerned the state will become an abortion destination for women from other states should the Supreme Court reverse Roe this year.
Women will travel from surrounding states, neighboring states, to get their abortion. We're already seeing this happen. We call it abortion tourism. It's happening in Illinois. In fact, Illinois has seen a 10% increase in abortion in 1 year from abortion tourism from the states surrounding it that have restricted the practice.
Jim Harden with Compass Care in Rochester says ultrasound technology has helped shape the abortion debate.
Everybody now knows the child growing in the womb is exactly that, a child, fully human and equally human.
I asked Harden today, is America becoming more pro-life?
I have to say yes and no. I think that the country is leaning more pro-life in terms of the pre-born child. I think the answer is yes. But in terms of other issues relative to life, I think we've got a long way to go.
Jim Harden with Compass Care. A 9-foot Harriet Tubman statue will be featured in front of Philadelphia City Hall through the end of March.
Yeah, the statue of the famous abolitionist is to help celebrate Harriet Tubman's 200th birthday, as well as Black History and Women's History Months. Tubman had a strong connection to Philadelphia. She spoke in the city often after escaping slavery in Maryland. Tubman used the Underground Railroad's network of homes and churches in the Philly area to help free more than 70 slaves from Maryland. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
And the city of Oswego, New York, hosting an at-home snowman building contest February 19th. It's open to houses and businesses within the city limits. Those participating must use their front, side, or backyards. Judges will be going from house to house the day of the contest. There's going to be three categories: best traditional snowman, most creative snowman, and funniest snowman there in Oswego. Your nightly market report next. It is brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks trading higher today as reports indicate that inflation has reached its highest level in 39 years, but the consumer price index of 7% year over year was within market expectations. Traders are continuing to eye a potential March interest rate hike, and crude oil continues to climb, gaining over a dollar a barrel today. The Dow was up 38 points, the Nasdaq gaining 34, and the S&P 500 added 13. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Dave Margolotti at the Business Desk. This is the 5 o'clock report.
Hi, I'm Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. Millions of dollars in life insurance benefits go unclaimed each year because no one knows about them. Sometimes paperwork has been mislaid and named beneficiaries may be unaware of a long-forgotten policy. If you've had a relative or close friend pass away and no one knows about any insurance, check the online Life Insurance Policy Locator service. It's run by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. To use it, you'll need the deceased's Social Security number and some other information. Just search this phrase online, Life Insurance Policy Locator service. And please, if you have life insurance, don't keep it a secret. Let your executor or someone else know where to find the paperwork once you pass away. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, MoneyWise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, a class on happiness. But first this.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Hope you're enjoying this little reprieve from the bone-chilling cold of late, because another polar punch will be landed by week's end. That could be a prelude to a major storm in the Northeast on Monday, with snow and ice a potential. For this evening, though, and really through the night tonight into tomorrow, a fair amount of cloud cover, not much precipitation, some spots of light snow and sprinkles. Low tonight, 20s and low 30s. The high tomorrow, 30s and low 40s. Friday, though, turns much colder. Variable cloudiness. Watch for some lake snow and flurries, especially south of Lake Ontario. Temperatures on Friday falling into the teens on their way, in some cases below zero for some, late Friday night.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin Williams. And finally at 5, a happiness course at an Ivy League school is in high demand. Family Life's Brandon Dixon.
A class at Yale is gaining enormous popularity during the COVID-19 pandemic. That course is on the science of living a happy life. Professor Lori Santos says she started teaching the class in 2018 and made it available for free on Coursera the next semester under the title Science of Well-Being. She says enrollment has jumped 3,000% of what it was in 2019. Santos believes while people were getting good information about how to protect their physical health during the pandemic, people struggled with how to protect their mental health, which may have led to the enrollment surge. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. And that's the world we live in, Wednesday, the 12th day of January. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.